Mr. Gillingham made an encouraging noise.
"I told him quite frankly that—how shall I put it—that he was trespassing. Tactfully, of course, but frankly."
"You mean," said Antony, trying to speak calmly, "that you told him that, Mr. Ablett and your daughter—"
Mrs. Norbury nodded several times. "Exactly, Mr. Gillingham. I had my duty as a mother."
"I am sure, Mrs. Norbury, that nothing would keep you from doing your duty. But it must have been disagreeable, particularly if you weren't quite sure."
"He was attracted, Mr. Gillingham, obviously attracted."
"Who would not be?" said Antony with a charming smile. "It must have been something of a shock to him, too."
"It was just that which made me so glad that I had spoken. I saw at once that I had not spoken a moment too soon."
"There must have been a certain awkwardness about the next meeting," suggested Antony.
"Naturally, he has not been here since. No doubt they would have been bound to meet up at the Red House sooner or later."
"Oh, this was only quite lately?"
"Last week, Mr. Gillingham. I spoke just in time."
"Ah," said Antony under his breath. He had been waiting for it.